monitoring. 4-H Kicks.
And the other guy in there.
Good to hear you. You out on the road? Down at the house. I just fired up. We just started getting snow. Put up here for a little bit. And not long, not sticking, or it's sticking, but not enough to cover the ground yet. Flaked for the past, like, probably about 6 minutes, but now it's starting to get a little bit more dense, but nothing's sticking yet.
Outside the deal, sticking. Too cold.
Patrick, or did you call it a day?
Tanker. We just got back from picking up donations, so we just pulled back in.
For just in case?
Donations run to Sam's, Walmart, and Publix over in Harrisonville. So, just tried to get it out of the way this morning before the weather got bad.
Especially with the way the people drive around here.
I'm going to carry on there. I'm going to get out of here so I can help get this unloaded. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3, guys. Be careful.
Have a good one. Take care. 7-3, NC9V.
Patrick, 73, N4VUT.
Hey, Jamie. I don't think I've talked to you. N4JVT, I think it is.
It's N4VUT, Victor Uniform Tango.
I'm sorry. N4BUT. Sorry about that. And name's Leon here. I'm up here in Edneyville, up in Robin. What did the snow come down?
South Carolina in Tigerville, just out on the outskirts of Tigerville by NGU.
Where exactly is Tigerville? I don't place that.
The 25 until you get to the 414. When you take a left and come up that hill to the top of the mountain, that's where Tigerville is.
All right. Yeah, I go down to Greer every week, a couple of days. And supposed to go down there Saturday night for a winter gala our company's having. But I'm wondering if they're going to cancel that.
And all the schools down here canceled today and are doing e-learning, so I don't know what the rest of the other stuff's doing.
All the schools up here canceled. And there's a bunch of other stuff, too. So, good time to stay home. Me and the wife went out yesterday to Walmart and Go Grocery. And we cleaned up on a bunch of stuff. So we're stacked up real good.
Don't worry about the stocking up on stuff this time because it's supposed to be 40 again tomorrow, so this will be here and gone pretty quick.
Anyway. Yeah, but we need to get some groceries anyway, so we stocked up pretty good. Really, in case it does last a little while, hey, we're okay. If not, we're still okay. We're retired, so we don't go out that much.
And we always kind of keep a stock fridge and everything because we got two a 10 and 12-year-old girls, so we're constantly going through food in the house.
And bottomless teenagers, bottomless pits. I know the feeling. Luckily, our grandkids are out. They're not with us right now, so it's peace and quiet in the house. And, you know, for me and the wife, date night is going out and stocking up our groceries. Hell yeah, grabbing dinner while we're out.
I laugh because we're both part of the American Legion up in Tryon, so our date night is going out to play bingo on Fridays.
My wife loves to play bingo. Y'all have it on Fridays, you said? Maybe we'll have to get interested in that. But then that'd mean I'd have to go. I don't know about that.
Nights and it starts at 6 o'clock and it's right there at the American Legion on a Depot Street. So right off from Maine.
Good to that. Oh, man, is my audio okay? I'm trying to judge the distance from my microphone I need to be.
Yeah, you sound perfect. Loud and clear.
I guess, foot from the microphone.
Your last, I didn't catch it. My wife's over here talking.
If she's talking, you better listen to her. But I'm about a foot from the microphone.
You're perfectly clear. She's actually talking on her phone, so she's not talking to me, so I'm in the clear.
no shoe or brick or anything like that incoming then.
Weapon is a frying pan.
Feel it. Mobile, you're stationary.
I'm stationary. I'm at my house just talking on my handheld.
Capability one time. I have to use the base rig now. Can't hit this repeater on the handheld. Can't even receive it.
On where I'm at, but I'm actually part of the T-Bark, but I can't reach theirs unless I'm on a base station. Unfortunately, my only base station I decided to mount into my vehicle, so now it's a mobile station.
I used to have a bunch of HTs that pretty much sold all of those and trying to stay on the mobile radios. But I keep one, I have one FT5DR that I bought last year, and I like the heck out of it. And that's the one I use for the HT. I've got a Beofunk here and a couple of GMRS radios. Other than that, I don't have any other HTs because they're not really useful up here.
My first one, it's a FT-65, and I just won a Beofang and a GMRS. They're doing a fox hunt for the club a couple months ago, right before the hurricane.
And GMRS. I think I need to go get my GMRS license.
Really simple one. I was kind of amazed that you can just, you know, apply for it, pay the $35, and you have it within a day.
Yeah, it's kind of odd, huh? After doing all that testing and everything. What work do you do, Jamie?
I'm tired or semi-retired, and I'm going to school, and I do carpentry work from here to there, here and there.
Cabinets, do you?
Cabinets, but I have installed them.
Kitchen sink, the base for the sink. I just need one of those. It has to be 72 inches. That's my father-in-law. Rest of his soul made one. I mean, that's probably 50 years ago. Probably more than that. Yeah, why is this more than that? And that's the one we have in the kitchen base. And it really needs to be replaced. It's outlived its lifespan. So I'm looking for somebody just to slap one together. Maybe, you know, 4 or 5 cabinet, however you call them, doors on the bottom. And 2 or 3 drawers. I got to find one. Somebody can make that. Nothing simple, just make it out of plywood.
Cabinet maker that I know around this area is down on 101 and just outside of Greer. So if you go heading up towards, like if you're heading up 101 towards Tigerville and stuff, right there at Rutherford and 101, there's a cabinet shop.
Thought about making it myself, but you know, the price of lumber nowadays. Probably going to, I guess, probably close to $200 in lumber just to get the plywood and the braces, what I'm going to use with the braces on and everything. But I figured it'd probably be easier to find somebody just slap one together. But, yeah, 72 inches, it's kind of a custom length. If you go to, like, Home Depot, Lowe's, nobody makes them in a 72-inch. It's kind of weird. Oh, yeah, an NC9B. Guy once, the place I worked at, he was all about, yeah, well, yeah, I'll put together for you and everything, and let me just get my stuff situated. He had just moved. Let me get all my stuff situated. And he got a promotion at work, so I guess he's not doing it anymore. Cause, he just kind of ignores me. I'm like, okay, well, let's find somebody else.
It's specific. You got to just have a lot of patience to work on that stuff.
I like my carpentry work. I told Patrick this before, but I'll tell you. And I've told my wife, honey, I just cannot believe my carpentry skills are getting so good. I'm just sorry I'm practicing on your house.
These people start out in it.
Well, this is interesting. What am I doing on my son's FRN number? Dina, you listening? My son's got his ham calling, I pulled up his FRN number for some reason.
I was a CB for 20 years, so I did all types of construction. And right now, actually today, I'm finishing up a remodel on my bathroom.
Fun.
All the sheetrock and flooring done. Now it's downhill.
You get to a point when you work on that stuff that is downhill. Getting the flooring in, walls, and tile, if you're putting tile in. That's a lot of stuff to cover. But you're, I don't know, did you rework the bathtub or shower or whatever you put in?
I didn't do the bathtub because it's one of those full bath shower units in a like smaller guest bedroom. And the bathtub and shower unit was in good shape, so I just left it and tore everything else out and basically gutted it down. Had to do some subfloor work because there was a vinyl tile down that the previous owners had put down that had a bad leaking to it.
Good for the wood.
W4 Fox Charlie Mike.
Welcome to the group. NC9V. Name's Leon here.
Hey, Leon, Fred, and Snowy TR. We're just coming down out there. Heavy. Ground's already white. W4FCM.
The T, this is Jamie. Mine's actually starting to stick and turn white up here in Tigerville.
Here we go, north of us. Yeah, you'd have a little more than we have. Yeah, our deck is made of Trex, and you should walk on that with a little bit of snow on it. It's not pretty. So, just slip and grab. Hey, when you're done, I'm going to call my son, see if he's near, move off to 85. Hey, the mail's coming. How about that? Can't believe they're coming this snowy day. I figured they'd make it. W4FCM.
It was supposed to be their motto, right?
I guess if they're out doing it, I figured they wouldn't, but yep, so I'll get that a little bit after. See if I can move in to 85. But yep, enjoy the snow, guys. It's pretty. They're saying, what? Some say up to 1 to 3, some say up to 8. I'll believe it when it's all over tonight. We'll see. W4FCM.
About 8 or 2, fellas. Hey, jump at any time. I'm going to go in here and check the window and chat with my son. Y'all take care. So good talking to you, Jamie. NC9B.
KD4FDI, W4FCM. Jonathan, you there?
Doing some remodeling. Have a good day.
Guys, nice meeting both of you. W4 Fox Charlie Mike. Jonathan, are you there? KD4FDI, W4FCM. W4FCM. There, he called me. Missed him. Thanks, guys. Let me try W4FCM listening.
W4DJW. Snowing in Greer, too, Fred.
I guess they got this right, didn't they? Yeah, I walked with a cane, boy. When I hit the deck out there, it's like, man, I've never done so much slips tonight. Yeah, so it's sticking so quickly. Everything is coming, not on the driveway, but the ground just white as can be already.
Starting to turn white and Greer. It's coming down and it's not melting. It's just sticking. And so it's not white yet, but everything's got a white tint on it already. And people are out driving around in it, just like me, like it's a sunny day.
There we go. Yeah, it's fun driving in. My little Ford Ranger, though, they just bounce in it. They slide and bounce. They are terrible in snow. So I probably won't get out in it today, but hey, enjoy it, W4FCM.
All right, Fred, you enjoy, too, and stay off that slippery deck. Nobody wants any broken bones. W4FCM, W4DJW Mobile.
Thank you. I don't need a broken hip or a leg, that's for sure. W4FCM, sign.
W Mobile.
WZ4MC. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Matt. How's it doing in West Greenville?
Feeling, it's not sticking in my yard, but I can tell the neighbor across the street. I can see a little bit of white on his front yard.
Okay, I can see a little bit of the car tracks on the road, and I can see a white tent in everybody's yard and on their house in Greer. So it is coming down. It's not warm enough to melt. It's just setting there. No ice yet, just dry snow. That's the way I like it.
So all it wants to, as long as we don't get the ice, but unfortunately it's going to turn freezing rain this afternoon, unfortunately.
That is the same prediction that I saw. I took the dogs out for a rock car ride to go pick up dry cleaning. That's what we're doing out. And they're both napping. Yeah, their first ride in the snow, their first sight of snow. They're only 6 months old, the first time they've ever seen snow, and they prefer to go to sleep.
I don't know where my cats are, but I'm sure they're probably noses pressed against the window right now.
To go out in it later. If we get any accumulation, I think it's going to do like you said, though. It's going to turn liquid this afternoon, and there's not going to be much accumulation. But we'll see. I told my wife to come on home. She's over in Spartanburg. I sent her a text. Tell her, come on home. It's coming down. So hopefully everybody stays safe.
They told us to work from home this morning, so I didn't even have to get out in it. I'm very thankful for that.
The place I worked was for the last 30 years, if you had weather like this, I'd say just stay at home, work from home. I did that the majority of the time anyway, but that was kind of nice. That was considerate.
Yeah, roger that. Well, Dave, I just wanted to give you a quick shout and stay safe and get back to QTH safe. And like I say, I gotta pay the bills. So W4DAW, WG4MC, I'll be clear with you, but I will be monitoring the frequency.
No slip and falls or anything like that. Stay warm. WG4MC, W4DJW Mobile.
X Mobile.
4HX Mobile.
We just pulled in the driveway.
We're at Anchor Baptist Church. I just left there. I went and done a donation pickup run for them this morning.
You guys getting snow up there? W4DJW.
Yes, sir. Well, it is started about 30 to 45 minutes ago. Ground's just starting to turn white.
I'm just getting out. I just went to the dry cleaners with the dogs just to get them out in it. They fell asleep on the car. Anyway, I thought I'd say hello. Stay safe, stay warm. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
7-3, Dave. Good to hear you this morning. Stay warm. KO4HKX.
6CLX.
How are you doing today?
Worked for a little while, and as soon as the wife said it's snowing on text, I said, see ya.
And it started up here, like you heard me say, about 45 minutes to an hour ago, maybe. And the ground's just starting to turn white, so hopefully it just stays like this and nothing major.
Down here it's 85 and at Greer. It's pretty, it's nice flurries, but nothing sticking yet.
Well, Mike, I'm going to jump out and get some fuel and get a cold drink, and then I will be back here in a few minutes. KO4HKX. Be careful. 7-3.
You too, Patrick. And I may or may not be your N6CLX. 73.